Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark. Here we are, Friday, September the 13th, 2019. You know, I wanted to start with another song, but anyway, everybody's working for the weekend. You know, we all love the weekend, don't we? Those of us who are 9-to-5ers, some of you all, have those jobs like nurses and policemen and firemen and things like that, that you work some type of swing shift. And I know you don't have the normal work hours, but for those that are off on the weekends, I know that you're looking forward to that. Well, it's good to see everyone. And you know, my mom says she gets tickled at me when she realizes I mess up. Yesterday, I said it was September the 11th. It was on the 11th when I recorded. So that means I said it was September the 11th 2 days in a row. And I always try to make sure that I say, you know, the next day because I'm recording the night before. Then sometimes because I'm recording, I say I did something today and I really should say yesterday and all of that. And so my mom notices when I do that. And so she said she gets tickled at me. And so I listened to myself, yesterday and, or today. I listened to yesterday's podcast today, or no, I listened to today's podcast today. Anyway, I noticed that I made a couple of mistakes. I said the September the 11th, and then I said, yesterday or today when I should have said yesterday and all that. Anyway, I've got you utterly confused, but anyway, I get tickled at myself whenever I recognize that I mess up. So, also, I want to mention that as I listened to the podcast, yesterday's podcast, I noticed there was a high-pitched noise in the background, and my wife was working on a homemaker's project. She was running a little bandsaw, cutting out some wood things that they were going to paint at a homemaker's meeting. I didn't realize that would be in the background. And then when I listened to it today, I heard it. And so, or listened to it yesterday, I heard it. And so if that bothered you, I'm sorry. So going to finish up the week and I want to send you out this week on a positive thought. And Wednesday night, I was preaching in Revelation 21:7. And in that passage of scripture, Jesus says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. As I was preaching on that text, I thought about the blessing of Jesus being the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Why is that such a blessing? Well, let's think about this. What do we see in the beginning, or who do we see in the beginning? In the beginning, God. And so we know in the beginning, before there was anything else, there was God. When God created, it was God alone who was present. He was there. He spoke all things into existence. He said it, and it happened. Now you come to the end in Revelation 21. And in Revelation 21, you have a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God out of heaven. You see the former things passed away. That means the old earth that was cursed has been removed, and you see God making this new creation. And who's present? Jesus is present. He was there in the beginning, and he's here in the new creation. Think about that. Isaiah 44:6 adds to him saying that I'm the first and the last. He also says, and besides me, there is no God. What this means to me is that God is the first, and he's the last, and he's everything in between. If God spoke when the light came, when God said the word, everything was created. Revelation 21, we see the bringing in of the new heaven and the new earth. God made all things. He made all things new. And if he made all things in the beginning, and he will make all things new in the end, then he's in control of the here and now. God's in control of every aspect of your life. Why? Because He's God. I know sometimes it seems the affairs of your life are out of control. I know sometimes you wonder whether the trials will end. But I want to encourage you today that God is right where you are in your life. God is there in your circumstances. Wherever you go, God is there. Remember David saying in the Psalms, "Whither shall I flee from thy presence?" He found out he couldn't flee from the presence of God. No matter where he went, to the east, to the west, to the heights of the heaven, to the depths of the sea, wherever he went, God is there. Kimberly and I used to sing a song, "Wherever You Are," a song by the Martins. Says something like this: "Wherever you go, he already knows what lies ahead and what's behind. You'll always find he's never too far from wherever you are." What a blessing for us to know. So this weekend, wherever you go, He sets our ways before us. He has set our ways behind us. Wherever we are, He is. Let that be an encouragement to you. Today, Lord, I come to you in prayer, thanking you for being God. I thank you for revealing to us who you are. Thank you for showing us that you are eternal, all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present, infinite, limitless, unchangeable. And God, you are so much more, eternal. And God, I pray today that as your people meditate upon who you are and where you are in your life, that they will be built up, their faith will be built up as they think again about who you are. God, also today we are thankful for your promise. If we believe not, yet you abide faithful. See, if we believe not, God abideth faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness to your people. Bless your people this weekend, I pray. May they feel your presence as they worship you this week. Be with us as we go into your house on Sunday. Bring your lost sheep into the fold, we pray. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Until Monday, this is Pastor Mark, signing off.